This is a HeadGum Podcast.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
So yeah, it was just me and Tina, Napoleon Dynamite's llama, Cedric Yarbrough.
Yo, sure.
And we are playing McDonald's Monopoly. Cedric had shown up with two sleeves of cups.
Right. Okay.
That he was walking on, like he kind of like awkwardly walks up, like in a weird way, and then he lifts his pant legs, and his legs are
sort
sleeves
of
cups.
Are they stilts? Is it underneath?
He has made them. No, he has bent his lower legs back, so his knees are in the top of the cups,
okay.
And he's using those to walk around. Do you remember this? That was amazing.
Yeah, that was pretty damn cool of me.
Can you still do that?
Oh yeah. No, that was something I learned in the third grade. I don't know about you guys. Did you guys do any drinking games back then?
When I was in third grade, yeah, I did a lot of drinking games.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, with McDonald's cups.
So you needed a lot of cups around
for
all the drinking games you were going to be playing.
Naturally.
I played all the games back then.
Did you?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
The knee game, the elbow game.
Put your knees in the drink. Yep.
Did you go to school for that?
That was a thing. I did go to school. It was a third grade prep school that had specifically I majored in gaming with cups. And once I got to the fourth grade, I was done. I was
on graduated.
Switch majors.
You switched it. I was on to darts.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. So we're playing McDonald's Monopoly with all these cups.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we're revealing the different places on the board and we're matching them up.
Names of the streets, everything. Yeah.
And Tina is eating the cups.
Right.
And I see, as she's chowing down on one of these cups, just a little glimmer of a blue for freaking Boardwalk.
The dark blue. Mm.
Yes.
Mm. Because blue also is Connecticut Avenue, Oriental Avenue, which I don't know if they could even do now.
Yeah, I don't think I was.
You can't have that one anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah, you complained first.
Really
that you got to change.
Yo,
yeah.
That's not cool.
Yeah.
You know?
It didn't
so now
feel
it's
right.
Cedric Avenue.
Yeah. So now we've changed it to I wanted to go with Cedric Avenue, but you know, people have, you know, they're snobs, and so we're going to go with Cedric Avenue.
Okay, the spelling is the same.
It's the same, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
but even so.
No, I totally understand.
Yeah, the pronunciation is different.
And so she's licking the little sticker off with her coarse tongue.
Of Boardwalk.
Which at the time I was very, if you remember, that was when she and I was very familiar with that, what that tongue could do.
Mm. Sure.
And its power.
Right.
And so I know very quickly that sticker is going to be
evaporated,
toast.
Yeah.
Yes. By the coarse tongue.
Licked to the bone.
Yes.
I didn't know that, though. I had no idea.
Yeah, you had no urgency at all, from what I've heard.
No. And no
you were,
real need to leave, either.
You were sort of visibly kicking back.
Yeah.
As the coarse tug was springing into action.
Yes.
Sort of satisfied with yourself having done the cool cup game.
Cup game. I had changed, you know, I'd solved racism. And then, you know, then this
which
tongue.
Is a lot for a day.
Yeah.
But the tongue thing also was important.
It's going to eat Boardwalk.
Going to destroy it.
And so I have to slap it away. Slap the sticker away. And I do it perfect slap where I just, with just my ring finger, just lightly flick the sticker out of her mouth.
And your middle finger goes inside her nose?
it just
because that's longer, very delicately just above,
just like kind of tickles her nose and uses a kind of a spring to get away. Mm. But she's standing after I've done this. She's like, what?
Right.
She thinks that I missed and I was trying to do like a real slap. But I was just trying to flick this. I show her the sticker is now on my finger. Mm-hmm. So there's $1 million on it.
Yeah.
But
so
that was it.
So having Boardwalk alone, that's $1 million. You don't need Park Place.
So this was my misconception.
That's what I
thank
was
you
wondering.
Because yes, it said $1 million on it. It says that on Boardwalk, which was another complaint. As you were complaining about Oriental Avenue, I was complaining, this says $1 million. But it says you also have to have the other one.
Park Place, yeah.
Yeah.
Dang. Mm. Well,
and so I lost a relationship.
Yeah.
And all this money.
Well, it's time that we do pass go and we do collect about $200, I think, for doing the show this year.
Yes.
Hi.
Welcome to Hollywood Handbook, an insider's guide to kicking butt and dropping names in this industry we call showbiz. Cedric Yarbrough is our guest today. He's joining us. Yeah.
And if we could, just one more Monopoly joke. And hey, Brett, go directly to jail. Engineer Brett. Get this is sort of a scoundrel, Cedric. Brett. I don't know if you know Engineer Brett. He's kind of always up to no good. He's the Loki of the Earwolf universe.
Okay. And so I didn't know. I didn't even see you. He was just.
That's a Loki. That's a real Loki thing. It's only when he wants you to see him.
Okay.
Yeah. But pretty, he will appear.
Pretty cool cloak you got.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, thanks, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, mischievous scoundrel.
Yeah,
so okay, go to jail, Brett. Okay.
What are you, Hufflepuff, Slytherin? I mean, your hat. What is that? What are you?
Brett has one of those hats that's like those hats that have every NBA team on them, but it has all the Harry Potter houses.
Right, okay. Mm-hmm.
So
just like whoever's like winning at the time.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right, that's
in
cool.
the Quidditch match.
Right.
Uh-huh.
All right, Brett.
I haven't actually seen it.
Brett plays in one of these live Quidditch leagues where he's just like so into the movie that he and a bunch of his friends do run around on brooms inside like an indoor soccer arena. Mm-hmm. And
but you just run?
Mostly now it is just running.
It's mostly running, getting our energy out, like burning it out.
Yeah. All right. Well,
are you and.
Sounds fun.
What's your position again, Brett?
Forward back.
Forward back.
Yeah. That's the direction that he runs.
Mm. In like circle man.
Like circle man? Did you just say? Like circle man.
Yeah.
Forward back
like circle man.
Okay.
It's been tough to nail him down on what the position is.
Those are definitely the words that he's saying while he is playing the game. That's consistent with what I've seen.
I wish Brett would go back to being low key because I don't know what he's.
He's sort of. He's become very high key.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He's become the. You know what? Might as well talk to Brett a little bit here.
Sure.
Okay.
Let's sort it out.
Let's change gears a little bit and just talk to Brett for a minute.
Circle man. Or not.
Well,
forget it.
Yeah, I don't think we need to. But we could. Circle man, but we don't have to.
Yeah. Okay.
But let's think about circle man. Are we sure? Okay.
Circle man.
Okay. We don't need
to. You don't want to change that?
Yeah, it's usually the most athletic member of the team.
Oh, really? That's not the seeker?
No.
Okay.
Common misconception. Okay. Common
all
misconception.
Right. Okay. Is that what your coach told
okay,
you?
Okay, if you say so.
Yeah.
Oh, right. Brett, we put the best athletes in deep right field.
Yeah, we want you to be forward circle man.
Forward back circle
forward
man.
Forward back guy. There you go. There, circle man.
Yeah, right.
Right there.
Yeah, right, Brett.
Yeah, right, Brett.
Whatever, Brett.
Forget it, Brett. Hey, let's not talk to Brett anymore.
Yeah.
Cedric.
Yes.
Reno, 9/11.
Or 911. I mean, 9/11's a
dangerous a little bit to be saying 911 so much on a TV show. In fact, I think that's illegal. The way that you can't show money, you can't say 911 either because that is technically calling the police.
It's fire in a crowded theater to be saying 911 throughout the entire show.
Well, we
especially with Alexa.
Yes.
You could not do that show in the Alexa era.
Not now. Not now. Because, oh, God. It would be emergency every day at your, at your home, especially if you're binge watching.
And the DVDs and, are banned.
Which is so popular now.
Yeah.
Do you want to talk about binge watching a little bit?
Sure. I mean, yeah, I'm a fan of that.
Yeah. What is it that's so
you feel like you have a complete emotion about binge watching.
Binge watching? Yeah. I'm actually scared of it.
Oh, no.
Can you sometimes feel, when you're just going around town and you're somewhere, you are getting binge watched, can you feel that? What does that feel like? Walk us through the experience of you're at the freaking store.
Being binged.
And somewhere someone is binge watching you really hard.
Not unlike an orgasm or a good.
But not like an orgasm.
But no, unlike. I don't know. I mean, I don't know.
Is it good? Is it a nice feeling?
It's a weird feeling because I feel like I'm being watched.
Yep.
And I haven't stolen anything.
Mm. Yeah.
And but it's a. Have you guys ever climbed a mountain?
Yeah, a couple times.
Yeah. That feeling.
Yeah.
So,
I think I did.
Oh, that's right.
As I'm just thinking about it now, for a second, I was like, have I? Yes, and I actually did do it.
I think you were with me.
Yes. Okay.
So that's a binge watch right
it's
there.
It's so hot up there, huh? Yeah.
On a mountain?
Yeah. You get so close to the
and
top.
Sharp.
And
the top is very sharp.
It's always the super pointy up there.
Yeah.
And, you got to be careful because you could get sunburned. Or cut yourself on a mountain.
Yes.
And
I've done that. Well, then I basically know what the feeling is of being binge watched in public.
Have you ever done a long running show that's run on for six seasons in a movie?
What is a
Have you ever done anything like that? Like a day in and day out doing a show over and over that people really love, and then you got to make sure that show always sustains itself and being really, really funny, and then making sure that the kids below actually know what comedy is, and then they always want to see you in that eye of being a cop all the fucking time, every day of your life. Have you ever felt that?
Okay.
Where they always do catchphrases of what you do. Well, you know, and the installation is free. I get it. Okay. Have you ever felt anything?
Well, you're just setting him up.
I think, it's so easy for me. Yeah. I mean, you, of course, know almost so similar. I was involved in the show Murder Police.
Oh. Murder Police?
Yeah.
But so the police actually do murders?
No.
Or, well, how does this work?
It's the name for the homicide department. And it was an animated show.
Was 13, Circle Man 13 in one full of those episodes. Characters?
Circle Man was one of them.
Okay.
It was Circle Man. It was originally Wilmer Valderrama was part of it. He was recast midway through production.
Oh, well, I see.
Jane Lynch, they brought her in. Yeah. Sean McBride.
Wow.
Yeah, anyway, they never put it on, so I don't have to deal with some of the headaches you're talking about.
Right.
That's kind of the ideal thing.
It wasn't like on. Yes. It's sort of the dream where you make the whole show, but no one sees it.
Oh, okay.
So you get the satisfaction of creating your art without the frustration of people kind of perverting it and quoting it back to you.
Right.
And that's kind of its own feeling when you're going around town, going to the store, and you can feel somewhere someone is force deleting all the episodes of your show, dragging it into the trash, and then fully emptying the trash. And then it says, there's a message that says, hey, you can never get this show back if you do this. And then that person
opposite of binge watch.
And I hits okay.
And I can describe that sensation a little bit.
Oh.
Have you ever had a tapeworm?
No.
Well,
you must.
You must just to, But it's like having about 10 of those. So.
Speaking of orgasm, we should talk about something that happened to Kevin this morning.
Oh, that's right. We need to get our producer chef Kevin in here.
We weren't talking about orgasms.
I think you brought it up, you said that. Once Hayes hears that word.
Like I'm being on a mountain.
It's even before that.
It's the rest of the day for him.
I have perfect word recall. If you want, I could just go back from the very beginning of the show and do the entire thing. No, I will do it. Please don't. Kevin, something happened to you today. I came into the office today. I was here first.
So who is this guy?
Sorry, this is Chef Kevin. Chef Kevin is our... What is he now? Associate producer?
Yeah. Junior assistant producer.
But he has the word chef in his name?
He is something of an aspiring gourmand.
Okay.
And he makes, he does our Blue Apron ads. And he does Blue Apron, he does like inventive things with Blue Apron meals. You got to see some of the stuff that this guy
is actually doing. Pretty impressive.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, Chef Kevin, I came in today, and Chef Kevin was a little quieter than usual, and he was a little bit inside himself.
You can feel when something's going on for Chef Kevin. He's one of these guys.
When Chef Kevin – sorry, when I say inside himself, normally that means one thing with Chef Kevin. Mm-hmm. In this case, it means that he was, like, withdrawn. Sorry, that also means something else that Kevin can do. In this case, it means that he was just not talking very much, kind of closed off.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Sorry, that's another Kevin. It's another Kevin thing.
Uh-huh.
Kevin, just talk about a little bit what was happening to you. What happened to you today?
Yeah. Hey, guys. Chef Kevin here. As I was walking to the office today, I was going to go up the stairs like I normally do, but I walked by people having sex. So I took the elevator today, and it was a lot.
So this is a thing with Chef Kevin. Chef Kevin is historically very perverted, and he does have a lot of like strange desires. But as far as like sex is concerned, he doesn't really know the whole deal,
the whole thing of it. Well, I also noticed that he also introduces himself like Kermit the Frog. You know, he's like,
yeah,
hi ho,
yeah,
Chef Kevin here.
Yeah,
why does he usually just?
Yeah, he's been trying to get sort of a Kermit the Frog type persona, a wholesome children's character to temper a bit of the horniness that he's normally associated with.
So he doesn't really get the sex thing.
No, and this is going to be one of the first times that it's really been put right in front of him.
He's one of these everything but guys.
Mm-hmm.
Like everything but, like the butt?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh.
Everything but. And he is now finding out essentially
everything but. All of it.
Yeah.
All the but.
The whole thing. The
whole thing.
Yeah. When it comes to sex, everything but for Kevin.
Okay.
And so Kevin sees.
I would imagine he announced himself before he gets to the butt. Hi-ho.
Yes. Yes.
Kevin here.
Yes.
And then.
Yes. And then he'll just go straight to town. On
him. Yeah. Yes. He's like, time for a little bit of a tasting.
Yeah. A chomping.
Yes. A chomping.
And a chewing.
A chomping and a chewing.
But it's Kevin today sees this thing. It's a flight
of butts for him. I've seen him walk in and request a flight of butts.
Oh, boy.
Cheetah's. Oh, Cheetah's. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's his spot.
So you saw this today, and I think it did scare you a little bit.
Yeah.
And now tell everyone what the first thing you did was when you saw this.
Hi-ho, Kevin here.
Yes, after you introduced yourself.
Okay.
Well, I walked by it because I was scared.
And then did you not call someone and request more security in the building?
Oh, yeah. I did tell Matt to tell the building manager, like, you know, the gate was wide open. People are having sex. Like, it's a little too loose around here.
So you basically saw people in love and you called the police.
Well, I didn't want them to be, like, you know.
Under arrest?
No. I didn't want people like to scare like guests and hosts, like,
and you didn't want them to something? Be free to express themselves.
Yes, I personally am not scared of that. I don't.
Love.
Yes.
I mean, yeah. I mean,
I'm scared of not having love.
I'm scared that there's not enough love in this world anymore. That's pretty scary.
White people in the hallway making love to themselves? What's the problem, Kevin?
That's the least scared I ever am of someone is when they're in the middle of having sex.
Yeah.
You're not going to fuck with me.
Yeah.
You're so busy.
Occupied.
Can you describe it a little bit more?
Okay. The lady was bent over. Her bottom was in the air.
Of course, Kevin's
zeroes in on that.
Yeah. Kevin's all about that.
Goes straight
everything.
For it.
And the guy was standing behind her. And when I walked by, he looked at me like right in the eyes.
Oh, boy.
And then I kind of scampered away pretty quickly.
Okay. Where was this?
Geographically, paint the picture a little more.
It was at the staircase on the other side of the building, like on this side. I don't want to start saying like street names and stuff, but it was like that direction.
Oh, and you locked eyes when. Oh, boy.
And then was that enough to push him over the top?
I think so.
That kind of brought it home for him. Yeah. Well, you did a kindness for that man, Kevin.
Yeah. Yeah, he's lucky.
Well, then you did something good today,
Kevin.
I guess I should be proud, yeah.
Yeah, well, and I'm proud of you, except for the part where you called the police on two people who had fallen
leave
in
them
love.
Alone, dude.
I didn't call the police. I'm nervous that they're gonna like be in the closer to the studio next time. And
you think this is now their favorite place to do it?
This is their spot.
Well, probably because if this was their first date, let's say, it's gonna be a lot of like he's gonna come here and bend her over to propose to her
at the very least. Yeah, on their anniversary before they have kids, they'll probably want to come back here. They'll probably want to bring their kids back here.
Well, there's this new phenomenon that you white folks are doing where you just call on people, the police, for barbecuing and swimming in the pool and fucking in the hallways.
Yeah. Normal daily activities.
Just things that aren't your business, Kevin.
Okay.
I guess needs one of those names because there's like Barbecue Betty. Kevin needs.
Yeah, Chef.
A name like that.
Hallway Kevin.
Chef Hallway Kevin.
God damn.
Hey guys, Chef Hallway Kevin here.
Yeah. Locking eyes and
hashtag
calling.
Hashtag Chef Hallway Kevin.
That's unreal.
Let people live.
Please.
Kevin,
prepare to be canceled. I hate to say it, you are going to be dragged
but
and canceled.
Cancel culture is real, and Chef Kevin is maybe the prime example.
Hashtag cancel Kevin.
Oh no, I can't believe that hashtag's trending.
Oh, it's trending already.
Cancel with a K.
I'm looking here. Yeah, Twitter's a buzz.
Oh, no. Cancel with a K. Boy. That's catchy. That's very clever. Oh, Kevin, that is really going to go viral.
Cedric.
Going viral used to be a good thing, Cedric. Yeah, let's get into
let's
the
go back
idea.
To me,
the speechels.
Sorry?
The show.
Which?
About the family.
Ah, Speechless.
Yes. Mr. and Mrs.
Speechless.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Or speechels. I don't know if you...
The speechels.
Daddy speechel and mommy speechel.
It's... Or speechless. Mm-hmm. I mean, I feel like you're putting the L on where it shouldn't be.
Well, let me see. It's in the same... It's
in the...
Speechless.
Midnight speechel.
Okay.
Oh. No, guys.
Mm-hmm.
It's speechless.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. I wish it would speech more.
That's
the funny show, and I like the talking in it. I like, I like
the
a lot of the dialogue.
Yeah. But you'd rather
kind of gets me going.
You'd rather have more talking.
I think so.
Meaning
I
more
think
episodes,
I could do even more.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Well, then you're in luck because we're in our third season now, so there will be more talking.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. What's the order?
22 episodes.
Oh my god!
How are the hours?
That seems like a little greedy.
It's a lot. It's a lot. It's a lot of hours.
Yeah, a lot of hours.
It's work. But you know what else would we rather do?
No, it's true.
Call the police on people.
Yeah, is that what we're gonna do instead, Chef Kevin?
Yeah.
And now Kevin taking pictures of us to send to the police.
Probably. Yeah.
Unbelievable.
I hope Kevin here.
Kevin here. Chef Kevin here. Hey, you remember me from the sex stuff?
Hey, you.
Hi, girl.
Chef Kevin here.
Chef Kevin here.
I want to tell on people.
You don't know this, but Hayes and I actually have a competition to see who does a better Kermit the Frog, and it comes up maybe every 10 episodes now. Uh-oh.
But I can't do it today because my voice is a little shot.
And so I will win this time, and Cedric, you can hear it.
Well, why is your voice so shot?
I've been eating a lot of spicy food and screaming.
Why are you screaming so?
Because it's
too spicy. It's so spicy.
Too spicy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Well, and I'll eat some of this food. And say,
okay.
You know?
Oh, yeah, that'll do it.
Mm-hmm.
I do a lot of voiceover work, too, guys.
Ah, yes, so. Bozak, the horsed man.
Mm-hmm. Sorry?
Bozak. Bozark.
Bojack.
It's Bojack, guys. Mm. Bojack Horseman.
Mm. Bro-jack Horseman.
And so I would suggest, if you want to keep your voice, then to not eat the foods that are going to make you scream.
Well, unfortunately, I'm something of a heat seeker.
He is a true heat seeker. And also, Hayes is at a crossroads in his life right now where he is either going to pivot into voiceover work or get one of those like man versus foods, bizarre foods, kind of food challenge shows where he just eats something insane.
Right.
Food that is either too big or that's too spicy. Good.
Oh, you know what? By the way, can I suggest something?
Please.
If Chef Kevin is going to be taking photographs, maybe you should put it on the money here. Right?
You think he's going to want the front of your head?
Just, the angle, I agree.
Just the back of my head.
I think he's going to want the front.
Been taking.
The talent.
Yeah.
The star of the show.
Of speechels.
He seemed to be getting very comfortable back there.
Way,
he spent a good
happy.
5 minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because everything but is back there. And so naturally.
Yeah. Kevin, the photos aren't for you. You know, they're for the listeners. I understand that you're everything but.
But not all the listeners are that way.
No, no.
Anyway, so you're heat seeking, you're screaming.
Yes, and I'll scream about the big food as well.
The big food, if it's really big. And that it's insane.
Yes.
A lot of times be a crazy looking fish.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And he'll.
What, like Branzino or some kind of.
Ah! Oh!
Yeah. See, then that's a little taste of what the show would be.
Triggered him.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I won't say
that fish is so crazy.
Yeah, it is a crazy fish.
So we
but Brett, I have Brett coming around and just kind of sometimes taking handfuls of the food when the cameras aren't looking, so I don't have to eat the whole thing.
Mm.
Brett will scurry. You're taking your headphones off?
I am.
You're pissed.
You're mad about that?
Well, these don't work, guys.
Oh, do they not?
No, they don't work at all. This is just for show.
Okay, I was kind of wondering.
Just for show.
You did have them not on your ears.
No, I had them just on my head.
But it did make me comfortable just that they were on your head. It felt like we were doing this.
Now that you mentioned it, mine don't work either, and they never really have.
And I thought since Kevin is actually – Kevin is taking pictures, I should probably take them off because they probably look ridiculous in the picture.
But Cedric, you wanted to hear my Kermit the Frog. I'm so sorry we moved on from
that. I apologize.
Yes, I'm sorry.
That's mine. Thank you, Kevin. Kevin, thank you for turning mine all the way down.
Especially since Hayes can't do it today, we will do it.
Thank you for pivoting away from the headphones not working.
Okay.
Ever too.
Kermit the Frog here.
Oh no!
You don't think that's good?
No.
Did you? Hi-ho.
Oh, go ahead.
Hi ho, Kermit the Frog here.
Oh no!
Oh boy!
Oh no! Oh boy!
Hey, like, are you trying to be Kermit the Frog?
Yeah.
Okay, one more time. Sorry. Maybe that was me. Go ahead.
Oh, I didn't know you were trying.
The joke is that I don't sound like him.
Oh, okay. Then.
Yeah, it's funny.
You did it. You did it.
Kermit the Frog here. Hi, Alan.
That's not him at all. So that's that joke works.
Good. Thank you. Yeah, thanks. No, I know. That's actually part of what my comedy is, just being so sort of subtly funny by pretending that I did think I sounded like Kermit and then I didn't, and I knew that.
So these are not impressions.
Not even close, yeah.
Not even close for
no, impressions. No, the joke is I say I'm going to do the impression. Yes, they're impressions.
Yeah, and I'm unimpressed.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what it's named after.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, so I've got a couple unimpressions, and Kermit's probably the main one that I do. It's really popular.
Do you guys need any more from me here?
Yeah, we're going to do some stuff about Bojack the Horseman.
Okay.
And it's going to be about how pissed we are.
Oh.
So between Bojack and – do you know this show Animals?
I've heard of that.
Have you
haven't been asked to do it yet?
I have not been asked to do that.
Okay, good. Well, I guess it's we're all in the same room. Everyone in town who hasn't been asked to do that show yet.
Yeah,
pretty
the
much.
Three people who haven't been asked to do that show are in this room.
Brett's probably on it.
Brett's probably on it.
Are you on Animals?
Upcoming, yeah.
What animal are you going to be?
A capybara.
That's so fun. The hippo of the rodent world.
Yeah.
So I am now... pissed because so many Earwolf people have been on Bojack and the rest have been on Animals.
Yes.
Often both.
Yes.
And somehow my invitation got lost in the mail. Cedric.
Yeah.
What we've decided is apparently in this town you can just draw animals.
Wait, are you looking for an invitation in the mail?
Yeah.
That's usually not how they... handle these things.
How did they do it for you?
Yeah,
what happened for you? How did he get in touch with you?
They called me on the phone and asked if I wouldn't mind doing the show.
Who's they?
Oh, I don't know, King.
The King?
Yeah,
of Hollywood. The King called you?
The King called you?
What?
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh, that must feel so good to look down at your phone screen and see that the king is calling.
Yeah, yeah.
What did he say?
Well, first of all, it's just KG because he just goes by KG.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and that's what comes on.
Is it confusing when Kevin Garnett calls?
A little bit. But, you know, me and KG are in a fight, so I haven't heard from him in a while.
Okay.
So when KG calls...
Yeah, King Good Movies.
Yes. He is like a... He likes to clear his throat a lot. Cedric, would you like to do an animated show that will change the world on Netflix? And I'm like, yeah, I would.
Yeah. Okay. And then, that's the number one thing for you is you will not do a show unless it is changing the world.
No, that's not what
Netflix.
I do. I mean,
yeah.
Would you get, I mean.
Would I do I've a show
never,
that's not
luckily,
changing
I've
world?
Never been approached with an opportunity that wasn't world changing, so I haven't been forced to make that decision. I don't know what I would do.
I've never had to face that down. Yeah, I would probably scream as if I just saw a big piece of food, but.
Mm-hmm.
Luckily, every show that I've been involved with, Ghosted, everything really good, has changed the world. You asked prior if the shows I've done had gone six seasons. I think if you just look at the track record of the show Ghosted, you know, you've got your answer.
Yeah.
So,
So blah, 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 King.
Yeah, the King, yeah.
Yeah.
So he called you, so it didn't come in the mail. Maybe that's part of what I've been doing wrong.
Yeah.
But I gotta say, I've seen my phone lately, and the King hasn't called once.
I've seen your phone too.
Mm-hmm.
And not at all. He's not calling.
No, and I don't know if it's a service issue in here. Will you try calling me right now?
What do you have?
I have.
Hello.
Hello.
I'm calling.
So it's
you.
Working. Oh, that, your phone is working.
I have Vons. Vons is my service.
The supermarket.
The grocery store, yeah.
That's your...
Yeah, I use Vons. I got a really good package. Well, because I was getting already a bunch of these sort of like fruit roll-up, fruit leather, really, not fruit roll-up, but I was getting a bunch of the fruit leathers and... I guess if you buy your phone at the same time, they'll actually give you like six months. Yeah,
of service.
I have a Ralph phone.
You have a Ralph phone.
It's just one word, Ralph phone.
Oh, Ralph phone.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it looks like a banana. It is, but it is a phone.
I see it. Yeah, it looks like a banana.
Yes.
It's wired to other fruit.
Yes, it is not wireless yet.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, he's got his Ralph phone, and I have Vaughn service, and I think that the king would be able to get through on that, because honestly, some of the deals he's going to want to be calling to ask, you know.
Well, I wish you guys luck. I mean.
I do, too.
Well, we actually do want more than that, and we want our own show.
Oh, I was just leaving. So, okay.
No, I know. No.
I'm going to go.
Hold on.
You can. At some point, you can.
I got to go.
No, you are, but except that, apparently, if you just basically draw like animals and bugs and have Earwolf people do voices, you have a TV show now.
Yes.
And so maybe as a little bit of a revenge on animals, right? Mm-hmm. Who, after the first season, I can understand maybe why they didn't use us. They had mostly people that we know.
Yeah, but they had John Levenstein.
And no offense to, you know, like John Gabris or whatever.
Yeah.
But at the point that you're calling him, you can go ahead and call me.
Right.
Nice guy, funny guy. Not really moving the needle on the old ratings ticker. You know what I mean? Would.
Oh,
well,
yeah.
Yes. Yes.
We have a podcast.
Yeah.
Yes, I have.
But wait, you're not using that Kermit voice.
Ooh.
On animals, are you? That's not.
I'm not. Well.
Something you would do, right?
They didn't ask. Well, if.
Oh, boy.
So, Cedric, I can explain.
No.
They had told me that.
Oh.
If I wanted to do it, that my animal would be a frog, and I thought I had this really funny idea, you know. There is a famous frog already, and
Are you? Are you Sean or Hayes?
Unfortunately, I'm Sean.
Okay. Oh, boy. Sean.
Kill to be Hayes.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So we've been told we have very similar voices, so we can effectively play whatever the same role is and just split
and
the
just
money.
Looking at you.
Yeah.
I
mean,
sometimes I can't.
Yeah.
I have that.
And for animation, you don't even have to do that.
Yeah. Yeah. And for most of the acting that I do, I like doing look away acting where I don't, you know, where I'm always in thought, but talking to you.
Oh, some importance going on up there.
Exactly.
Wheels are turning.
So, Hayes, don't do the Kermit thing. Really.
Hayes. Okay.
That's good. That works, the look away thing.
Yeah.
It actually does really help.
Is it ever dangerous that you look away too long but then you look back down and they're not taping anymore?
And they're gone.
And they're
and Minnie is gone.
And they've left. That and my eyes tend to dry out looking up like that.
Yeah.
But it's been many. It is windy. And there's been many time where everyone's gone. It's wrapped. That's why my days are so long, I think.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
you were
that's
talking
right. You're
about.
Saying the hours were pretty crazy.
Yeah.
You may want to have Chef Kevin there because he has often offered to soak my eyes.
Mm.
And I never knew why that was coming up.
Yes.
But I guess he's afraid that I have the same issue that you do.
Guys.
Is Cedric allowed to leave?
Guys, no. I'm not trying to. Wait, are you trying to kick me out?
It sounded like you have to go.
Understanding was it would be exactly 1 hour, and that's about how long we've been here.
Oh, really?
And we had a whole idea that we wanted to do.
Well, that's what I wanted to get to. That's what my guys meant.
Oh, okay.
Guys, I think this is a good idea we have.
Wow. Yeah.
That is so nice to hear.
Yeah.
For the first time.
Yeah. And, as soon
since the idea
as my phone
pools.
Works.
Your phone's broken?
After the phone call, the KG phone call.
Yeah.
That'll bust the wires. Yeah.
Well, it'll self-destruct. That's the KG way. Mm-hmm. He gives you the orders.
I noticed the king mispronounces your name.
Yes, he does, but that's fine.
He's allowed.
That's, you know, it's Dr. Martin Luther King's, the king's son.
Oh,
the king of movie Hollywood.
Yeah. Mm. He says Cedrus.
Yes.
Why does he think that last C is an S?
Yeah. The, who can answer what's going on inside the King's head, you know?
I mean,
to ask that question, Hayes.
Yeah.
Hayes, we've gone over this before, but
like, why
questions
is it less
are
Moonves?
Thieves and statements are good.
Why is it less Moonves? I mean, there's, yeah. Isn't it less Moonvee?
Yeah, would it be Moonvee?
And we are, of course, recording Moonvee. This in February of 2018, and I just want to say he is my closest friend, and I would die for that, man.
Best man I've ever known. All positive from me. And
he's a good guy.
Yeah,
yes.
Just a good dude.
Good egg.
Just a dude you can bro out with, play a couple drinking games like we talked about before, right?
Right, sure.
Quick round of Devil's Triangle.
Right.
So, so let's talk about just what people in Hollywood could be, what animals, and then we'll let you go, Cedric.
Okay, sure. Where are we going to put Eric Stone Street?
Eric Stone Street.
That's a great question.
Really good.
He could be interesting as a freaky bug.
Ooh, yeah.
Yes.
And the bug's going like, hey, buzz off, pal. Uh-huh.
That sounds like Eric Stone Street a lot.
Yeah, definitely Stone Street. Okay, let's pitch some other names out there.
Well, I was thinking, how do you see Steven Spielberg?
Oh. Ooh, Steven Spielbug.
Yep.
Okay. Right? Yes. He could be a very interesting bug.
He could be some weird freaky bug.
Yes, exactly.
Right?
And he's going, action, cut, buzz off, pal.
Yes.
That is so good. Hayes, did you have anybody you wanted to turn into an animal?
Any guys? Well, what about Michelle Rodriguez?
Okay. So Michelle Rodriguez, I almost could envision, right?
Yeah.
As like sort of having like six legs.
La cucaracha.
She's
weird, freaky bug.
Some sort of freak ass bug.
Yeah, man.
Yes.
Michelle Rodriguez.
Crawling around.
She's Michelle.
Like, hola, buzz off, senor.
Yes, definitely.
So that was good. I was worried we weren't going to get to the hard premise of the show.
Yeah.
But we did.
But we circled
in.
Back.
We got
way in there. This show,
we did
I feel
of
like
a circle man move.
Greenlit. Sure.
Totally. We totally forward-backed it.
Yeah, we forward-back circle man.
There you go.
Do you have anything else that you'd like to promote? You promoted like a million things.
Oh, sure. There's a Paradise PD on Netflix that we have out right now.
You're a cop again?
It's on, excuse me?
You're a cop again?
I am a cop again.
Cop again.
And you're police on Bozark, correct?
I'm a cop on that as well. Mm-hmm. Reno 911, we might be. I'm a cop on that show.
Cop show,
it's a cop movie that I saw the other night, and so
it's
a murder police.
They made a movie out of it.
Yes. Out of murder police.
Yeah, you weren't in it. I noticed.
Yeah, well,
Sean, right?
Yeah. Unfortunately, yes.
I noticed that part.
I wasn't a part.
You
of
weren't
the movie.
In that.
Yeah,
you were not a part of it.
Did they bring Wilmer back?
Yes.
He was in there.
Mistake to
nice guy.
Get rid of him in the first place.
Yeah. He was great.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he was. Well, I do want to say.
Oh, I have more to pitch, by the way. I have other things on my.
Hit me.
Project.
Hit me.
Back there. The Hills of Baldwin. It's a black soap opera that. Me and the guys from the Black Version show that I do locally here at the Groundlings Theater. What we do at the Groundlings Theater is a movie title. We get a movie title from the audience.
Yeah.
They shout out whatever, Silence of the Lambs or Batman Forever or whatever. And then we improvise the Black version of that movie.
Okay.
And then the second act are the DVD extras or deleted scenes.
Okay.
So the cast of that show, we've all gone to Audible, and now we have a new podcast coming out, or black soap opera, called The Hills of Baldwin.
Okay. And you are all cops, and the audience is cops?
Yeah.
It's improv for and by cops?
No.
Wow.
Can
Blue Lives Matter. Guys.
Can other people listen to it on Audible?
I don't disagree.
Yeah. Well, it sounded like you did.
No, no, no. I didn't say
so you don't,
that was Kermit.
I think they have a cooler flag.
Than the American flag?
Yeah.
The colors.
Are we not tired of that?
Not at all. Not at all.
So when Chef Kevin called the cops on the people having sex, he was actually calling you.
I guess
you.
That's why
that
you're
why here,
here
as a guest.
Up, guys.
I didn't realize that.
Yeah, yeah. And then I wandered
I
in
an
and I'm
apology.
Like, yeah. I mean, I'm in this cop uniform.
You right, yes. And notice. I suppose you did try to arrest me initially.
I did. I did. I mistakenly thought it was you in the hallway doing what Chef Kevin.
He gets profiled a lot as someone who was recently having sex.
Mm.
Yes.
Yeah, my hair is always sort of tussled and my belt is askew.
Oh, it's askew.
And yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sort of sweaty.
Mm-hmm.
And a little nauseous.
See a prophylactics in your hand.
Well, I'm holding those. Yeah. I have a sort of a stand-up routine where I do kind of a variation on the old Howie Mandel thing where he would put the glove over his head, but I'm just putting the prophylactics like over my ears or whatever.
Ah.
Yeah. Okay. And then I do a whole riff on Thanksgiving.
Bye.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.